Welcome to Inclusion Matters, produced by the Center for Inclusive Childcare,
aka the CICC.
We're located at inclusivechildcare.org.
Welcome to Inclusion Matters, a podcast of the Center for Inclusive Childcare. I'm Cindy Croft, director of the center, and I'm here today with two special guests. You all, if you're used to listening to the podcast, know Priscilla Weigel, our inclusion consultant. Welcome, Priscilla.
Thanks. Glad to be back.
And we have another special guest today, Dia Anderson, and she is the inclusion coordinator for the Center for Inclusive Childcare. Welcome, Dia.
Thanks for having me.
So we are so excited today to really talk a little bit more in depth than we have throughout the previous podcasts about what we do here around inclusion consultation, and then maybe we'll do another podcast a little more globally about consultation and how it benefits you as a professional, but children with and without disabilities. So we're kind of excited to talk about this today.
Yeah, it's a great topic.
Certainly is.
Near and dear to our hearts, right, Dia?
That's right. That's right.
So let's kind of get started, and I don't know, would you like to kick it off and ask Dia a question, or?
Well, sure. Just working as a consultant, I know a lot of times being out in the community and in childcare, sometimes people aren't clear necessarily about what the inclusion consultation program involves and how it looks as far as guidelines or just expectations. So maybe you could elaborate on that a little bit.
Sure, I can talk about that. Well, initially what usually happens is a program or a family child care provider will give me a call, and I kind of do a triage type of thing and gather some basic intake information and then talk about the need to get parent consent, because of course we do need that to be able to send a consultant in to observe. And sometimes providers are a little nervous about talking with parents, so we'll spend some time talking about maybe the best way to approach a family, what are some things that they can say to just promote the whole idea and help parents to be comfortable. And then, of course, parents are always free to call me if they have questions about what the consultant's going to do when they come into the program.
And that's a really important point, that you spend so much time with either the child care provider or the teacher, or even the parent can make a call to you. Now, of course, for those listening, if you're not in Minnesota, this is a Minnesota service. But in other communities where you live, you may have something similar, and we'll get a little bit into that later on, kind of maybe where you can go to look for something that might be like this. But so that's important, and we'll also do a little connection back to our website. We do have some tip sheets and some other resources that give child care providers information about how to talk to families when they've got some kind of a concern. And so those can be helpful if you're a little bit nervous about how to approach families.
Right, and I think that that's so important that you spend time doing that, because I think that that is one of the greatest fears of a provider, is to say, okay, I have these concerns and I want something positive to come out of that. I want to be able to serve this child and meet their needs, but I don't want to alienate this family. So your guidance in that is really helpful.
Right, exactly, because it's all, you know, it's really about the relationship that you have with the family and then with their child. And it's hard to hear that someone has a concern about your child's development or their behavior, just because, you know, that child is yours and it represents you and you as a parent. And and that can be a scary thing for parents to think about.
I had a question, too, along that, just kind of in the intake process. I know sometimes we most of the time we work looking at specific children, and we need that consent, and we need parent consent for that. But there are times when a center may call or a family child care may call and just say, I just feel like there's something that I should be doing differently. What could that be? And that's something else we can do as well.
Yes, and we call that, I guess, more program consultation, where it might be a family child care provider's home, or it might be a specific classroom in a center-based program. And that really involves going in and looking at the environment and the physical aspect of the environment, but also the social-emotional piece of that, too. And then just sitting down with staff and doing some brainstorming, maybe looking at room arrangement or schedules, routines, things like that. Mm-hmm. So that is another service that we provide.
Oh, that's really good to know. Do you ever find, Dia, that when you make contact with a parent, that the child care provider or the teacher staff are interested in having a consultant come out? Is there ever the worry, oh, this is kind of the first step to disenrollment, or, you know, what do parents think maybe when they realize this process might be beginning?
Well, I think for some, unfortunately, some calls, the provider is at that point where they are thinking about this is sort of their last hope.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they really want to keep the child in their program, but they're struggling. Mm-hmm. So sometimes we do come in when frustrations are pretty high. And parents are nervous because, you know, it's hard to find another placement for your child, and it, you know, takes them away from their jobs, and mm-hmm. they have just those practical, everyday concerns about it. And also, you know, we don't want to see children, I guess I would call it program hopping, where they're just never mm-hmm. successful
right.
wherever they go, and it's just sort of program to program. Other times, I guess, sometimes parents are relieved because they have a sense that maybe something isn't quite right, or they're struggling at home, too.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're sort of relieved. And generally, parents are usually really ready to jump on board, very supportive. Oftentimes, we'll want to talk with the consultants themselves
yeah.
about what we're sharing with the program staff, and just how maybe they can take those ideas and use them at home so that child's life is really consistent.
Someone might be wondering, how do your consultants get chosen, or what is their background, or how do you, you know, train or find these
sure.
consultants that work with
sure,
you?
Sure, I can share about that. The consultants that we have all have many years of experience in early childhood. Most of them have been teachers and have worked with children who are developing as expected and children who have special needs. And then they also go through a consultation training where we talk all about consultation, about the relationship piece of it, observation, being objective, those kinds of things. So, really they are pretty well trained,
mm-hmm.
know what they're doing, have had lots of experience, and usually very wise individuals.
Well, I know the approach is really, really important, how they come in and build that initial relationship both with the parent
right,
and with the
right.
staff person that they're going to work with.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So. I think it does help having been in the trenches to
yes.
really say, oh, I remember days like this.
Yes.
When everybody seems to be bouncing off the walls.
Yes.
Or
yes.
days when it's 900 degrees outside.
Yes.
You're thinking,
yes.
oh my goodness, we just need some shade.
Yeah. Yeah. I've always noticed when I do consultation that, you know, the children will do something totally expected that kids do. And teachers will often look at me like, oh, was that okay? And, you know, they're sort of, you can see this sense of relief when they realize, oh, she gets it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she knows what kids do,
right.
and this isn't rattling her. And
that very thing happened this morning.
Yeah.
I was on the playground at a center, and they had one of those plastic little tyke easels, and the kids, it had fallen down overnight.
Right.
And it was flat on the ground. Well, the children were jumping on it. It was making this great noise, and it was just jump, 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 and pound, 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 and the kids were just coming in droves to do this, and the teachers were letting it happen, and I was standing there watching it, and I'm thinking to myself, you know, that's pretty creative problem solving on the part of the kids. They're making their own fun. You know, it's safe. They're not breaking the easel because it's plastic, and the teachers kind of looked at me like, do you think this is okay, too? And the fact that I didn't step in, mm-hmm. they felt kind of relieved.
Right.
Well, then, of course, somehow someone got hurt or whatever. Then they did have to refold up
right.
the easel. And
right,
back to mm-hmm.
Yeah, I had an incident this morning, too, where I was in a toddler classroom, and they were playing with water, and they were getting their hands wet and then rubbing the teacher's arms, and then decided, oh, maybe it would be fun to do that lady's arms over there.
Mm.
And you know, it was I could see the teacher kind of look at me like, is she really going to be okay with this? And then you know, sure. the kids came over and started, and I talked about, oh, wow, you're really cooling me off. And and it is. It's very refreshing, I think, and really eases their mind when they know that, okay, this is somebody who's done this.
Right.
And it's really not about judging.
Right. That's important.
Me. It's about, helping and just helping this child to be successful.
Well, this is great. It's been a wonderful conversation, and I think we want to continue it into another podcast a little more specific to consultation
okay.
and some of the other elements of professional development. And right now, in case people listening are really interested in the work of the Center for Inclusive Child Care around consultation, they can go to our website, www.inclusivechildcare.org, and look under the consultation tab, and there's some different places where they can enter a question online, and it'll go directly to you,
yep.
actually,
yep.
and you respond to those very quickly. So that's where we'll leave it right now, and we thank you so much for being here, Dia.
Thank you for having me.
We'll continue this discussion.
That's all for now. See you.